Good day. I am Adrienne Nikki Cobb, and you are watching My Wild Magic Podcast, episode 54. You can check out other episodes that I have previous to this by going to My Wild Magic on YouTube, and you can subscribe and click my channel and watch interviews and other things that we've done over this past year. So today, though, what we are talking about is working with the Ascended Master Octave of Light. So the Ascended Masters are kind of like in an octave of light right above us. So they're kind of considered our big brothers and big sisters. And they're beings who have come to the planet, just like you and me. And they come in and they have a certain service they want to render, and they bring that service forward and are really able to achieve their highest divine blessing and gift and service they have for the planet. And then at some point, as they have evolved through their service, they've evolved through some of their life lessons, which we're all on the human journey, they can transition into the light. And for some of them who are master teachers, they will choose to stay in this octave of light that is still in service to the family of humanity. And an example of some of these beings is Jesus, you know, the Ascended Master Jesus, or Kuan Yin, or Buddha, or Krishna, Saint Germain, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene. There's many different Ascended Masters throughout time that we have worked with in some of our more enlightened cultures. And I really feel like when we've had these enlightened cultures before, that they have, like with the Mayans or with the Egyptians or with some of the Indians, Native American as well as Eastern Indians, that sometimes what happens is that there are people who are very receptive to these living and or ascended masters. And when they come forth, they help to teach society. So the Ascended Masters are always working with us and teaching us on that much higher level. Now, with the big scope of things, when you look at the spiritual hierarchy, you know, which is its own sort of, spiritual hierarchy, it's its own hierarchy system that's based on the spiritual realms of light. It kind of correlates to our chakra systems. And so you can imagine that we're dealing with in our body the first seven chakras. So the first chakra at the base of the body, the second in the navel, the third chakra in the solar plexus, heart is fourth, fifth is the throat, the sixth chakra is the third eye, and the seventh chakra, right? Well, right above that is your eighth chakra. And the eighth chakra is really working with us in terms of being a portal of light. And it takes us up into the higher dimensions. So the higher chakras are really like different dimensional realms. And it goes all the way back up to source energy. So in creation, whether it's in this world or other worlds, this universe or other universes, there's these rays of creation that come in. And there's really like 144,000 rays that help to create existence, in a sense, on behalf of source energy. Well, per all of those 144,000 chakras that we can go up 140,000 dimensions, there's 144,000 ascended masters who hold these posts. Sometimes they're world teachers. Sometimes they are holding these particular rays that come in on the chakras. And so they just get finer and finer and finer tuned, really. So we're going to be covering some of the Ascended Masters, some you might be familiar with, some maybe not, but we're going to cover several of them today, and we're going to call in their energy so that you can actually feel their presence as we call them forth, and also begin to expand your consciousness and your really maybe even learning how to ask for assistance with them. So again, with these 144,000 rays of creation, 144,000 ascended masters, there's also 144,000 archangels that bring in the feeling ray. So the ascended master is teaching you the quality and the mastery of that particular chakra or dimensional realm. The ascended master teaches you the feeling tone of it, and the feeling tone holds its own wisdom to it. And then there's also an Elohim that governs one of those rays as well. So an Elohim angel brings in the ray. The ascended master starts to teach you about the quality essences, the divine attributes and gifts of it, and how to use it wisely. And then the archangel teaches you the feeling tone of it, so that you're really working from all three aspects of divine power, being that source energy acting through you, the higher mental body, that crown chakra, that flame of divine wisdom, and divine love, which is the feeling that backs everything in the universe. Like, you can imagine that everything is kind of created in love. So with the ascended master octave, we can call it in, actually, is I'm calling into the spiraling blue flame of the ascended master octave. And that's how it kind of opens up. I'm calling in the spiraling blue flame of the ascended master octave and just drawing that energy in. And by putting your awareness on it and calling it forth, it will start to open up that particular doorway, that particular dimension of light. And so now we've kind of tuned our radio dial to ascended masters, right? If we wanted to work with angels, maybe we would say, I'm calling in to the sacred fire flame of the archangelic realm. And these are just kind of fancy ways of calling it in. You can, you know, say, I'm calling to the ascended masters, or maybe a specific name of ascended master you want to work with. Or I'm calling forth to the miracle mantle, the mighty Elohim, right? So again, these are just fancy sort of ways of maybe calling in a more sacred way of saying. So the miracle mantle, the mighty, the mighty Elohim, angels. And so again, they all kind of work in concert. So when you call in one, sometimes you're going to get a little bit of an overflow of the archangels or other different beings of light, or the Elohim, if you're calling in that being for a particular purpose or ray. So again, if you're just joining us, we're going into how to work with the ascended masters and how to access this. Also, you can catch the recording of this on my YouTube station if you missed anything along the way. All right. So again, let's just go ahead and open up that doorway. I'm calling forth to the spiraling blue flame of the ascended master octave. And you might begin to feel it's subtle energy, right? So we are dealing with subtle energy fields. And you might notice that on that subtle energy field, that your crown chakra maybe starts to open. You might start to feel like you're in a little bit more of an altered state as we're calling this energy in now. And it's just opening up, like I said, that doorway, that radio station to the ascended master octave. And it's just, it sits really pretty close to us. So it's really just kind of a dimension a little bit from us, and it will, so it's very easy to access with the ascended masters. You know, if you started going into more of the cosmic beings, they're way far out, right? So they're a little bit harder to grasp, but ascended masters sit very close to us, sort of like the angels sit very close to us too. Remembering that the ascended masters have already been through the human journey. They've already been through the human journey. They kind of know the follies of it and the challenges of it. And they have mastered their enlightenment, their illumination, and came back into full remembrance of their divinity. So they took that spirit energy, they drew it down, which is what we're all wanting to do. They drew it all down into their body. They became of service with it. They used their mastery to actually move through any of the, you know, the genetic lineage issues and the collective consciousness issues. So it's really in human form, it's about descending. It's about coming into form and really mastering your body, your breath, your emotions, your thoughts. And in doing that, it begins to actually illuminate and raise your vibration. So a lot of people I find on the spiritual path, what they're wanting to do is they're wanting to ascend. And so a lot of times what happens is that can be a little bit of a spiritual escapism, a spiritual bypassing, where people in a sense kind of want to leave their body before they've actually mastered their body. So, so with the ascended masters, they're really teaching you universal laws of how to actually master being here. And so when you see other cultures like the Tibetans and doing the Tibetan five rites, or yoga and doing your yogic moves, or the breath work and doing your breath work, or certain ways of eating in alignment with being in a, you know, in a human body, acts of compassion and being a bodhisattva of compassion. So if you look at like the Buddhist and their teachings on that, the field of compassion, or if you're looking at, like I said, you can see it in different cultures, whether it's Egyptian or African or Native American or Eastern Indian, Middle Eastern. You can see where there's been these pockets of enlightenment, esoteric studies, you know, and oftentimes when you have those pockets of the higher teachings and esoteric studies, that's been because there's been like a living or ascended master that opts to come in form or to channel through somebody who is very open in that moment. And then they start to channel in these higher universal teachings, and then they begin to teach others, right? And spread that word. So that's kind of how the ascended masters, in a sense, kind of work. And so there's a lot of them that you wouldn't necessarily know the name of because they're centuries old. They are maybe from different cultures that you haven't heard of, but they do exist. Now, the other cool thing about the ascended masters is that for some of them that are really trying to anchor light into the earth and into the collective consciousness, they have what's called an etheric retreat. And the etheric retreats are oftentimes held kind of in mountain chains, like the Grand Tetons. The Teton Retreat is held in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And so that is a very powerful vortex of light on the planet in that Jackson Hole energy that's bringing in kind of like ascension energy and higher divine energies and galactic codes and stuff. And that part of the world grounds it. And then there is an etheric retreat, which again, sometimes it's held within the mountain, sometimes it's held above the mountain. And if you were to soul travel on an energetic level, you can go there from anywhere in the world. If you're actually there in physical form, what happens is, because I've taught retreats and quests there, about 100 miles out of these retreats, these etheric retreats, you'll start to feel that particular chakra or that energy. So in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, it's Lord Lanto, who we're going to talk about first today. He's the ascended master for the flame of divine wisdom that governs the crown chakra. And so about 50 miles out, you can start to feel your crown chakra expand because it has such an immense radiation of light. If you head over to the West Coast and you have Mount Shasta, then when you go into that area, 50 to 100 miles out, you'll start to feel your heart open up. And so now you've got this beautiful heart energy expanding and opening up because Saint Germain governs that etheric retreat. And then if you go up to the Canada border where Banff, Canada, right up there is where Archangel Michael holds a retreat. So you have these etheric retreats, usually by ascended masters and some archangels, and you'll feel these illuminations of light open up. But whether you're soul traveling into these particular etheric retreats or you live by them or go visit them, the other thing that happens is they're all sort of connected like a grid work around the planet. So you can actually have different sort of celebrations, like for instance, in the Teton retreat in June and mostly in December, which we'll do a meditation on that for sure because it's really fun. They do kind of like a beautiful kind of ceremony that honors your energy field, that's honoring your capacity for being able to hold light and go in and put anything you're wanting to create or manifest on this board. And then any ascended master or angel that wants to bless you does that. So we'll cover that when we get to the month of December. But that's one example where they have this beautiful celebration and festival, and so many ascended masters and angels come into that etheric retreat at that time of the year. Buddha has etheric retreats, and Lord Maitreya has etheric retreats in the Himalayas and, you know, in that kind of area. There are some even under the ocean. So if you go into the Fiji Islands, there is an etheric retreat by Lord Cusco, and that's the ascended master that governs a lot of the science on the planet. So they're helping to kind of work with the tectonic plates in the earth and some of that energy. So that's just something to kind of keep in mind, that all these etheric retreats have their own unique specialty, their own unique ray or energy that they're bringing in. And then we get to engage with them. And so the more you know about the ascended masters, the more you can invite them into your life And then they can be an amazing resource for you to help you with different things you've got going on. So one of the ones that we're going to be working with today is Lord Lanto. So there, if you go onto ascendedmasterimages.com, there are people who have done kind of tuned in and channeled images of the Ascended Masters in their enlightened form. And so you can go on and look at Lord Lanto, Ascended Master Images. There's quite a few images there that are really quite beautiful. And then you can even buy the 5x7 laminated card of them and have it in your house. And so when you have them up, it helps to call in the energy as well, just like if you have somebody's name. Okay, now again, the archangel that works with Lord Lanto is Archangel Joviel. And Archangel Joviel, Lord Lanto, they work with the crown chakra, and it's the sunshine yellow golden flame of divine wisdom. So it's that yellow color. So that means we should probably talk a little bit about the chakras. So there is the Eastern Indian version of the chakras, which is very accurate. It's the red, the base chakra, the first chakra is red. The second chakra is orange. Third chakra is yellow. Fourth chakra is green. Fourth chakra is blue. Sixth chakra is indigo. Seventh chakra is violet. And that governs your endocrine system, your physical body, and more your physical body and well-being. Okay. But there is another system that interacts with our chakras at the same time, and that is the rays of creation. So the way the rays of creation come in are in a different order, and they hold a different color, a different ray of light. So the throat chakra is the first ray, and it's blue. So that one happens to correlate, right? So first chakra is blue. The second ray of creation, so you want that divine power, spirit coming through and empowering your reality. The second chakra is divine wisdom. So now you want a blueprint. You want the wisdom of what you're going to interact with to have the blueprint for it. The third chakra that comes in is the pink flame of divine love. So now you're going to put your heart behind it, right? And when you work with those three, as it turns out, it creates like a what's called a permanent atom. And the permanent atom is where you bring something forth, like you feel the inspiration, the spirit power, you know, to come forth, that you want to manifest something. And then you visualize the energy, you visualize and you imagine what it is you're going to create. And you bring that in, you get a really good visual for the house you want to buy, the finances you want in your bank account, the relationship that you want to have, the physical health that you want in your body. So you visualize it kind of like the day in the life of, you know, so you visualize the image you want, and then you put all your love behind it, right? And so you put that ball of light out in front of you, kind of like a blessing ball, and you call it in, and then you just ask that divine power or source energy to manifest this on your behalf, and you turn it over. So when you imagine that, it's like creating this permanent atom, and then you just visualize it every day. And that's something that technique that I just told you is something that comes in through the Ascended Masters. So the Ascended Masters do have so many things that they teach us that's quite beautiful. Okay, so going back to the chakras. So divine love, right? Permanent atom. Okay. The fourth ray of creation is the third eye, and it's a crystal white flame of purification, purity, that kind of energy. The fifth ray of creation is in the navel area, and it's the green ray of divine healing and creation, creativity, science, things like that. The sixth ray of creation is in the solar plexus, and it deals with the ruby flame of divine peace. And then the seventh flame of creation is the violet transmuting flame, which transmutes energy while we're on the planet and things of that nature. So those are your seven primary rays of creation that enter in through the chakras as these spinning discs, and then we manifest with them. And so the more acquainted you are with these rays that flow through the chakras and the ascended masters and archangels that work with them, you're going to be able to manifest at much higher levels. And they are devoted. They use their free will. They are incredibly devoted to helping you to manifest and create things you want. So it's like getting an extra helping hand. So why not, right? Okay, so the first ones we're going to start with today in this particular episode is Lord Lantos. And so Lord Lanto is the ascended master for the flame of divine wisdom, sunshine, yellow, golden flame of light. So we're just going to go ahead and call forth. And because everything in the universe, everything in existence has a signature tone. It has a light, a color, a feeling, a fragrance, a symbol. So light, color, feeling, oh, and a sound frequency, right? So depending on your type of intuition, you might, as we call in Lord Lanto, you might feel a clear cognizant, just knowingness of this being. Or maybe you're clairvisual and you see Lord Lanto show up in your image, as we call him forth. Maybe you are clairaudient and you just almost kind of hear or begin feeling it in your heart's wisdom or even in your body wisdom, like a calm, a peace, a heat, goosebumps, things like that, a tingling sensation. So again, we're just going to call forth Lord Lanto into the energy, Lord Lanto, the beloved ascended master, Lord Lanto, governing the seventh chakra, the ray of divine wisdom, illumination, enlightenment, all comes from Lord Lanto. And again, I've already kind of called it in, so it might be kind of subtle, but you might start to notice your crown chakra begin to open and become more aware of like a higher light. You might notice like a ball of light above your head or kind of in the center of your head. You might also feel more clear. So if you're wanting to make good decisions in your life and you're trying to really operate with your higher self, this is a great ascended master to call in. So if you're wanting that higher wisdom and that stable way of thinking something through, I know for me, a lot of times I just kind of make decisions and want to jump out there, right? So this would be a really good one if you're wanting to slow things down, figure out the higher wisdom of how to manage this relationship, how to manage this life issue, how to manage your business. If you want to kind of take your business to the next level, this ascended master will bring in the information and the ability to kind of do that. So calling that in. So now I want you to think about something and just breathing through your heart and connecting to your soul. Think about a question, something that you're really wanting to gain information or wisdom on. So just dropping in, gaining that wisdom, that information. And feeling into that for a moment. So just identify in your energy field, what is something that you've been wanting to have an answer to? Something that's been perplexing, something you want a solution to a problem or you want to expand in your life. I'm just going to give you a minute. Okay, and I want you to frame the question in your mind's eye, and you can imagine it kind of like on a, this is another technique, is about 6 feet in front of you, imagine kind of a big black TV screen, like as if you were at the movie theaters, like as big as you can imagine. And you can show the problem, visualize the problem, or you can write the problem, like, whatever it might be, but just imagine what it is you're struggling with, what it is you're trying to accomplish, what goal are you trying to create, what resolution are you trying to find. Put it on that screen in front of you. And we're calling in Lord Lanto to please assist in bringing forth a message, an awareness, an illumination, a solution to whatever you're asking. So we're just going to give that ascended master a moment and just sort of tune in and allowing that information to come to you. You're just opening up and allowing this being to communicate either on the screen, maybe showing you the solution or the answer, or you might hear it or just simply know it or feel it. You might just feel, if you don't get an answer in the moment, you also just might feel lighter and just turning it over, just turning whatever question you have over to that kind of higher power, that source energy, your own higher self. And the answer sometimes will come later. It might come after you've been asleep. You wake up in the morning and all of a sudden you're just like, I got it. I know exactly how I feel. I know exactly what I want. So sometimes it happens that way as well. So you may have gotten an answer in the moment. That's awesome. But I also just wanted you to kind of feel into what Lord Lantos feels like. And we're going to go through several different Ascended Masters in this call today. So you can feel the difference in each one so that you can start to distinguish the difference. Because that's really kind of on an intuitional level, how you sort of learn about things is you start to feel into what they feel like. Okay, now just to kind of shift it up a little bit. We're going to call into Archangel Jovial because you might be very also related more on an angelic level. So Archangel Jovial's energy. And so I just want you to call in. Still, we're working with the crown chakra, sunshine, yellow ray of illumination, wisdom. But as you breathe in, we're going to call in now to the signature essence of Archangel Jovial. And I want you just to feel the difference as the energy subtly shifts to an archangel, from an ascended master to an archangel. And for me, I just feel more in my heart. Like I still feel like my crown chakra is way open, but now I feel more of a connection into my feeling body, my heart energy, like the wisdom is streaming down and I actually have kind of a feeling of it. So I want you to take the same question that you had, the same one that you're working on, and go in, see it on the big TV screen in front of you. But this time now we're asking Archangel Jovial to support you in an answer, a resolution, a wisdom. Okay. So I hope you got an answer from one or the other of these two. And they might have been kind of correlating. You might have found that their information, they might have communicated it a certain way or showed it to you in a certain way that might have been different for each one. But if you think about it, it might have been the same sort of outcome. Like I started to get the energy with Lord Lanto, like I did start to get some information, but then when I called in the energy of Jovial, it became crystal clear that the solution to my issue is a timing issue. So I'm kind of pushing a decision about things in my life, but really it's kind of a timing thing. And if I just relax and just let things kind of unravel naturally, everything's going to work itself out. So it's timing. But you might have had something very clear. Maybe it was a relationship or a health issue or something in your finances or your business that you wanted to create. So again, and if you did not get a message right away, don't forget you put a call out. And so often my mind's too active. My emotions are too active. I'm a little bit distracted, maybe because you're on the call or on the podcast with me right now. And so it may be that when you kind of go into a more relaxed state or you go to sleep and the information processes, these beings that you called in are going to continue working with you. And they will kind of keep basically bringing the information to you. And it may be when you wake up in the morning or 2 or 3 days from now, and all of a sudden, boom, you've got the information. So just sort of keep that in mind. So that is the Flame of Divine Wisdom, Lord Lanto. Works out of the Teton Retreat and Archangel Jovial. Okay, so giving thanks to those two beings. All right, now the second one most people are probably way more familiar with. And let's just call in the Violet Transmuting Flame. We're going to clear the energy. So we're just going to call in that Violet Transmuting Flame, clearing the space around us, following the natural rhythm of our breath, just recentering for a moment as we shift gears. Just breathing in and out. Just harmonizing your heart and just even knowing that your breath is another channel for intuitive communication. That when you're following your breath, you're opening up your energy field to be clear so that you can listen again without all the emotions rushing in, without all the other energy that comes in. Okay, now, so the next being that I want to bring in, it's going to be dealing with the pink flame of divine love in the heart center, right? And it is Mother Mary, right? Mother Mary helps to govern the heart center, and she works with Mother Mary and the Sacred Heart angels. She works a lot with our inner child, our magical child energy, and she is also considered the queen of the angels, right? So the queen of the archangels. And so the archangels and Mother Mary work very, very closely together. Okay, the archangel that governs the heart center, brings in the feeling tone, is Archangel Shamuel. So it's a really beautiful, like pink flame. It's very loving. It brings in infinite love, adoration, gratitude. It also ignites, the heart flame also ignites the law of 3x3. Love, adoration, and gratitude is also the law for abundance. So as you expand your love and your capacity for receiving, growing your love inside, but then also that giving, receiving, the law of abundance gets ignited as well. So the more we're in gratitude, the more we receive. You can kind of think of it like that. Okay, so now let's shift over, and we're going to call into the Ascended Master to Mother Mary's energy, right? So I just want you to begin again, subtly feeling the difference. So just breathing in to the energy of Mother Mary. So you're just clearing your energy field, opening your heart. And you may notice as we've been calling this energy, and your heart might be feeling more and more expanded without you really knowing why you're doing anything. Mother Mary and the Sacred Heart angels coming in. Now, it feels like some of the people who might be tuning and listening right now, and this may be true for myself too, there may be certain emotions or feelings that have been laying low in the background. So when this Ascended Master or Archangel come in, you may find that whatever you have been feeling begins to come to the surface. And when it comes to the surface, you might have more emotions come up. So sometimes it might make you feel like, a lot of times I find that they're gentler emotions, like maybe we just want to cry, or maybe there's something that's been going on that we haven't fully been acknowledging. You know, it might be emotionally distracted, but we haven't been dealing with the feeling that's really going on. So emotions are a little bit more kind of on the surface. They're more reaction oriented, and feelings are more what's in the heart. So that's why I'm saying that when we call in Mother Mary and ascended the Archangel Shamuel, they kind of sort of cut through all the emotional and all the mental chatter, and they bring up the deeper feeling that's really deeply going on inside of us that might almost surprise us, like, whoa, I didn't even know that was going on, right? So again, just breathe into Mother Mary, the Sacred Heart angels, and feeling into her presence. She's quite an ancient being, very wise in her own right, beyond the whole Jesus story of what most people relate to her. So she's got her own wisdom, and particularly what she's going to help us with is our heart wisdom. So feeling her presence, notice what you sense. All right, now we're going to call into Archangel Shamuel. And I want you to feel the difference between the Ascended Master octave and the angelic octave, right? The angelic ray. So calling into Archangel Shamuel. And just feeling that archangel, whether you have a claircognizant knowing, maybe you have a visual, maybe you see lights and colors, maybe it's a feeling in your physical body, a clairsentient knowing, maybe it's your heart's wisdom, maybe it's clairaudient, you kind of hear it. But just notice how you use your intuition and breathing into that energy of Archangel Shamuel. And just feeling in. And because we're dealing with the heart and the feeling body, again, you might feel even more expansion. And that's the beauty of working with sort of an ascended master and an archangel, is that when you bring them together, it's like their energy amplifies one another. And it's like it's their own support system. So they work in collaboration with one another. So when you know, a lot of people want to call in angels, but they forget about calling in the ascended master that can actually teach you the mastery. So now I want you to let's just stay with the same question that we had that we were using with Lord Lanto and Archangel Jovial. So stay with the same question that might be going on in your life, whatever it is, something that you're seeking guidance on, right? But now you want to know your heart's truth about it, okay? So as you're breathing into this energy, and imagine that big picture screen in front of you, like a movie theater about 6 feet out in front of you, and about 20 degrees up in your vision, so straight out and a little bit up. Imagine that screen, and I want you to show a picture of it on the screen, what it is you're seeking guidance on. Is it a business question? Is it a health question? Is it a relationship question? A financial question? A logistical question of some sort? So what is it that you asked a minute ago? Show it again. And we're calling into Mother Mary and Archangel Samuel. Let's just start with Mother Mary, actually. Mother Mary's energy to show you a solution, a resolution, an opportunity, maybe something you haven't noticed before that she's going to bring guidance with on you. And she might present it differently. All ascended masters, just like people, present things a little bit differently. Okay, so just noticing her wisdom and how that felt to you. Now we're going to go over to Archangel Samuel. So go over to Archangel Samuel now, and we're just calling in Archangel Samuel's energy and feel the difference of that beloved archangel. If you notice any lights or colors or how it feels in your body, and ask Archangel Samuel to support you. Please help me with whatever issue you got going on. So I hope that was helpful for you. And you know, what I noticed kind of in my own energy is that it just took whatever we just did a minute ago and it deepened it. Like I actually have more information now than I had a minute ago because we're going deeper and deeper into the energy and we're letting it kind of evolve itself. And also each ascended master, each archangel helps to kind of in their own way. And sometimes you might hear a masculine ascended master more than a feminine one, or a feminine one more than a masculine one, or one angelic frequency over another angelic frequency. So it kind of has its own sort of energy in that way. Okay, so we're going to call on the violet transmuting flame, just clearing through and really noticing how your energy field might be becoming more and more expanded as we're calling in all this energy, and remembering that whatever we've called in, it stays with you. Like it will continue to keep helping you to evolve your energy field and the nature of what you're doing. It'll continue to keep helping with that. And and you might notice more and more feelings, a little bit more expanded, more of an altered state. You might notice if your body is feeling more peaceful, more altered, there might be more heat coming into it, a little bit more warmth coming into it as all this energy is coming in. It's a very real thing. Like even though they're energetic beings, they are definitely very real beings. All right, now, the next beings that we're going to work with is Saint Germain and the Archangel Zadkiel. All right, so Saint Germain works with the violet transmuting flame, and that is in the first chakra. Okay, so the violet transmuting flame in the first chakra. And it brings in an amazing gift that in our emotional body, we can get so distracted and also sometimes so destructive. And Saint Germain brings in this energy that is like this really cool frequency of transmuting our electronic life force energy, our thoughts, our emotions, and brings it back to a state of purity, a state of balance, right? So when something's not going well, or there's an excessive amount of emotions going on, or your physical body doesn't feel well, you can, you know, for yourself, pets, plants, other people, you can call in the violet transmuting flame to help. You can also call in Archangel Zadkiel and the violet flame angels to go out before you and clear the space. So to, like, if I'm going to take a trip, I will call in the violet transmuting flame angels to go ahead of me and clear the weather patterns, any vehicles I'm going to be in, planes, trains, automobiles, whatever, the space that I'm staying in, the people I'm going to be meeting with, they need the food I'm going to be eating. So I'll call in the violet transmuting flame angels to go ahead and clear out any discordant frequencies, because that's what the violet flame does, is it clears discordant energy, negativity, fear, discord. So again, calling in that violet transmuting flame. And I just want you to notice the energy of Saint Germain, right? So we're going to call it in, that beloved presence, feeling the energy of Saint Germain. And you might start to notice the energy in your first chakra, your legs. You might start to feel more of a connection there. You might start to notice a violet light all around your body. And just breathing in and breathing out that violet transmuting flame. And the energy of Saint Germain. And it's just, you might notice your entire energy field in your astral body being cleared in the violet flame. Okay, now we're going to shift frequencies over to Archangel Zadkiel. So just feeling into the energy of the Archangel Zadkiel. And just breathing in and out of Archangel Zadkiel. And seeing how that feels in your feeling body, your heart center. And then we're going to imagine the image on the screen. Imagine an image like a theater screen 6 foot in front of you. Imagine any life question you have, anything that you are asking for support with today. Any kind of questions that you may have, any kind of issues that you have, resolutions that you're seeking, opportunities that you're seeking. So whatever it is, imagine it on the screen. And now we're going to call into the energy of Saint Germain to come forth and bring forth that illumination, that higher wisdom and transformative energy to the situation. And so just watching it, hearing it, knowing it, whatever works for your intuition, a resolution to whatever issue you might have. Wow. And the information gets even clearer. Like by the time we've done this three times now, it's even clearer. So asking Archangel Zadkiel to provide any more information that might be there. All right. And so again, you may have gotten an answer in the moment that might be something that continues to unfold, but you have just literally by learning how to call them in yourself have really opened up the energy quite a lot. So I'm going to open up, if anybody has a specific question that you'd like assistance with, you can put it in the chat box. And I'm going to work with somebody, whoever might have a question, go ahead and put it in to the comment section. And let's just kind of work with that with somebody live if you would like that. I'll just give you a minute to kind of type something in if you have any questions about anything we've covered, but also a question about your life. And then we'll work with the Ascended Master Archangels that come forward on your behalf, like a live reading. If nobody has a question, that's cool too. We'll go ahead and complete. You can always get in touch with me later as well. And happy to continue working with you. And don't forget that these beings are going to continue working with you. So kind of hang on to that. Okay, so let's see. We got Mara and Elizabeth C. So with Mara's energy, sad heart, too many questions. So if we were looking at that energy of Mara and the sad heart energy, the first thing that kind of shows up, the being that's showing up in this case is the being that I would continue working with is Saint Germain. All right. So that being is the one showing up. And in Saint Germain's energy field, it feels as though Saint Germain is bringing in the energy of, it's almost like a letting go. It feels like one of the things that may be causing you to have a sad heart is that you may not be letting go of something that has already kind of transpired. And because you won't let it go and you're still hanging on to it, that it is, it's kind of lingering in your energy field. So Saint Germain can actually help you to transmute that energy. So I'm calling in Saint Germain and the Violet Transmuting Flame Angels when I wake up in the morning, anytime you're feeling the sadness before you go to bed at night, and to really show you your heart opening. So that's kind of where this is going. If you let go of anything that you've been holding on to and come to a completion, is it with a person? Is it with a relationship? Is there a physical loss? Anything that's gone on? And I would sort of span kind of at least over the last year, but maybe even further. And notice when you kind of scan back over, oh, yep, I can see I'm hanging on to that situation or that loss or that person. And ask Saint Germain to help you to clear those and let him go in your energy field. And then once you kind of transmute it, hold that person, that situation, whatever it is that could be causing the sadness in your heart, you want to imagine holding it as if it's in a violet flame of light. Imagine it, visualizing it. And every day you do this, it's going to get lighter and lighter and lighter. When you get through, maybe it's like 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, however long you can hold that violet flame around the thing that's making you sad, including if it's just your own heart. But if there's things that have occurred, hold it in that violet light. And then I want you just to imagine your heart kind of like a glowing sun. So it's almost like you're being given more of a visualization in your energy field about how to do that. So practice that. And check that out, see if that works for you. So with Elizabeth, I am ready to change jobs. Also, my bunny is very sick. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I actually have a very special affinity for bunnies. So, so ready to change jobs. So on that level, the particular being that's showing up for you is showing up as Lord Lanto. So that's the Ascended Master that I'd keep working with today, is the energy of Lord Lanto, and calling that being in to keep assisting you with helping to have clarity about what to do with the job situation, and maybe even opening up a new doorway, because that flame of divine wisdom also brings in a blueprint, a vision for your next life step. And it feels like you're ready to change a job, but maybe you've not done it yet. Part of the problem in your energy field may be a little bit more related to the fact that you may not know exactly what to do, or kind of afraid to take that chance to step forward. And so having the blueprint, knowing that you're being divinely guided, that there's something even better that's available to you, and asking to be seen what's kind of in the future, because it feels like with the job itself, it feels like you actually are complete with it, whatever you've been learning, doing. And I would wonder if there's anything that maybe has kind of added to you wanting to change this job, where there's somebody maybe that you don't feel respected, or there's a lack of feeling respected, or maybe not acknowledged in some way, not honored in some way. but it seems as though there's like this undercurrent that might be in your nervous system, maybe even from your childhood, where you may not feel completely honored or heard or respected. And it feels like you have a really good heart. You're wanting to bring positiveness to wherever it is. But if you're dealing with people who might be in a negative energy, that can just sometimes be a little bit wearing. So it feels like there's really more like energetic and emotional reasons that you might be complete with this situation. And so when you visualize your new job and you start asking for support, let's say from this ascended master to help bring forth the blueprint, the synchronicity of miracles, the golden opportunities for whatever is next in your life, that you also really want to imagine people who respect you, people who love you, people who are honoring, and people who want to engage with you, that just kind of get you. So if you're going to change jobs, make sure that's lining up, that you're not just going to go into another situation where it might be kind of family related, where there's an undercurrent of people kind of caught in their own negativity, or people who are maybe just don't have that emotional maturity to be more respectful and honoring, particularly to your vibration and what you're bringing. So this is one of the beings that I think can help you today that we're working with today. And then for Cheryl, I would love some assistance with finding new romantic love. So on that level, kind of cool that we're sort of going in order here. So that one, I would for sure call in the energy of Mother Mary, and really opening up your heart. You could also very, very much in this case call in Archangel Samuel as well. And calling them both in, and it feels like showing your energy field that it feels like you have a tremendous amount of love to give, and that in your energy field, you are, it's almost like you have so much good love to give, but that there's a little bit of fear around just finding the wrong people that might take advantage of that, or might not really be open or giving back at the level at which you give. And so, you know, with these two energies, Mother Mary and Archangel Samuel, supporting your heart energy to where you're doing your own inner heart healing, right? And the type of heart healing, like sometimes we could say, oh, you need to do some more inner child work, or it's family related. And that may be true, but the bigger point here is that it feels like you need the remembrance of how deeply you love, how deeply that you love, how authentically that you love, remembering that about yourself, honoring that about yourself. And when you start honoring your love and how deeply you love, and like the preciousness of your love, how much of a difference it makes in people's life, how healing it is, how supportive it is, and you start turning that towards yourself as well, it's going to make a really big difference, it feels like, in opening up to start attracting the kind of person into your life that will make a difference for you, that will actually be what you're looking for. Is not somebody you're always going to be giving, but you're actually going to, as you heal your heart, you're going to be opening up to the receiving. But what you're looking for in a new relationship, then in this case, and you can ask this for help too, is the that flow of energy, that you are in a flow where you're receiving lover above energy, right? So you can even start qualifying it that you're now looking for a relationship in your life, but you want it to be one that is lover above, that you're not really interested in playing out the inner child issues, the lower chakra issues, and attracting people in on that level. You're really wanting like a heart energy. So a lover above energy that is going to meet you in circuitry. That's the word I was looking for, that you want somebody who's going to be in the circuitry of that love with you, so that you're not the only one maybe giving or supporting and having to sacrifice your feelings, or maybe what you want that's authentic for you, right? So you're not having to barter with your love. So again, at this point, I really want lover above. I'm asking Mother Mary, I'm asking Archangel Samuel to please assist me with my own soul's presence, that I am now ready, like make it like a decree, a statement. I am now ready to attract in a super loving partnership that I'm compatible with, that is in circuitry of love with me, and is, you know, harmonious and balanced in that way, that you can have fun with whatever qualities you want. But the big one is it's in circuitry with you, and that it is lover above, right? Okay, so that's what I would say about that. Victoria would like to know if she's in the right relationship with the person that she's with. So let's see here. So with that energy, we are actually going back to the energy of Saint Germain. All right. So we're going to be working with that energy of Saint Germain. We want to call in the violet transmuting flame angels around you and around the partnership. And it feels like there is really probably somebody who would match you better than the situation you're in. The situation you're in doesn't feel like it's a bad situation at all, but this is the catch of it, right? So it feels like in your nervous system, and we're going to call in Saint Germain, the violet transmuting flame energy to assist us. It feels like there is a relationship in your past that you've not fully let go of, that maybe you felt really hurt by, or maybe you really wanted to play out, you know, wanted it to work out. Maybe you really put your heart into it. And so if you think about that, either in your 20s or 20 years ago, whatever, but think about a past relationship that was meaningful, that maybe you had wanted to work out and it didn't for whatever reason. And that it feels like in that moment, you became kind of so afraid of the rejection or afraid of the energy that you may have actually started kind of playing it sort of safe. So it feels like the person that you're with now actually might be a good person. And it feels like it's designed to be more of a healing relationship. So this person that you're with has a lot of healing energy, and that can show up in different ways. Sometimes healing energy isn't exactly what we think it's going to look like. And sometimes it's just genuinely healing energy, right? That feels good. And it feels like there might be a certain comfort in this relationship, a certain, you know, a comfortableness on some level, but without you really letting go of this situation in the past, you've kind of attracted in a person or a situation that might be willing to kind of hang out with you, right? And maybe bring in healing energy or be kind of comfortable, but it may not be that deeper love that you're really seeking in your overall expression of love. If you heal, let go of this other situation in your past, right? That could be hanging out there, causing you to be afraid to open your heart too much. If you were to let that go, violet transmuting flame, Saint Germain, please help me in letting that go. And then practice opening your heart first and foremost to yourself, because it feels like there's just some self-love, self-healing that needs to happen. And then from there, you may look at this relationship you're in very differently. You'll either see, wow, maybe I haven't been as present or giving it my all, and I'm actually going to give it my all and see what happens, because that's going to push everything to the surface. And this person's either going to want to show up with you, or they're going to want to hang out here, and then that'll give you your answer. Or, you know, anyway, so it'll be wonderful and they'll be like, oh my God, I've been waiting for you to show up. Or, wow, you've kind of shown up differently and I thought we were just hanging out, you know? And so that's going to kind of give you your answer. But it does feel like you personally want something that's going to be so much more expanded to the love that you wanted to experience this lifetime. And the only reason you might be asking the question has more to do with, some personal things inside of you, questioning yourself and questioning that maybe you really want something that you haven't been giving yourself permission for because you were hurt in the past, and that created kind of a block. So I hope that was helpful. Yeah. So I hope that kind of helps, that do that work first. And I think that the answer of what you're seeking is going to become a whole lot more obvious very quickly. But the big goal is, it feels like you do want to love at a much bigger level. And this person's either going to be, that you're with now, will either be able to go there with you, or they will, it'll be very obvious that they don't. And that's going to free you up to find somebody who will. So either way, you're going to be covered there if you do the work for yourself on that. So we are coming to the end of our time, but thank you so much for participating. Really grateful that you're on the call, and I'll be hosting these ongoing Wednesdays around noonish. If you'd like to join in, you can always catch the recording if you missed anything, or even in the future on my YouTube station, My Wild Magic. You can subscribe, like, check it out there. If you're interested in anything else I offer, please go to mywildmagic.com. I'm happy to continue being of service with you. All right. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for participating today.